temporary host, Mark Glenn. Hashem is supposed to be with us. I just spoke with him not 15 minutes ago, and he assured me that he would be on. I hope he didn't forget in that 15-minute time span. Anyway, despite the fact that I made a vow this week upon returning from California that I wouldn't be doing any more radio shows for quite a while, nevertheless, here I am with you. Much to the glee of some and the displeasure of many, of course, the news is, and the news that we will be covering during this first hour, is the conference that took place last weekend out in Southern California, the No More Wars for Israel conference. And then in the second hour, we are greatly honored to have as a guest Phil Turney from the USS Liberty. He was out at the conference with us and spoke and gave a very moving speech. And he's agreed to come on and to talk about not just what happened at the conference, but, of course, the whole USS Liberty issue, which I personally feel to be of great importance. Our call-in number, as usual, is 800-313-9443. We welcome your calls. Of course, we would like your calls to be polite and constructive. We're, of course, going to be delving into controversial issues just like we do every week. But there's no reason why people, sane, rational people, can't deal with controversial issues and still remain civil with each other. Okay, I just gotten word from our whiz kid producer that Hashem is on the line. Hashem, are you there?
Good afternoon, Mark, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For some reason, I was barely able to hear you, but of course, I'm on my cell phone still in sunny California. But of course, I'm glad to be back with our listeners on the phone. Not home yet. I will be getting home tomorrow afternoon. This is it has been an interesting week, as a matter of fact. Of course, it started last week with, or last weekend, with the No More Wars for Israel conference that, in my opinion, Mark, of course, and it is the first time that we were able to actually talk about the conference with our listeners. We were able to carry it live, especially the protest as it took place, and it is archived. If anyone wants to see exactly what happened in that protest or hear what happened in that protest, they can check our archives. Mark, a lot of people have been talking about this conference. In my opinion, I think it was a success. I think we succeeded in getting the word out there that there are people out there who understand that all these wars are done for Israel, and I think we made our voice heard.
Yes, you know, I was speaking with somebody earlier today, Hashem, about it. He was one of the fellows who was there as an attendee of the conference. Well, that means with that music, we're going to have to finish my profound thought after the break. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Gentlemen, this is Mark Glenn. Hashem is supposed to be here. Where are you, Hashem?
I'm here, but you're driving.
No, I'm not driving. This is not current issues with Mark Glenn. This is current issues with Hashem Talawi. So I'm just going to move over to the other side, and I'm going to let you drive.
Uh-oh.
Take it away, Hashem.
Okay. Mark, what I would like to actually do is probably, you know, most of our listeners already heard of what took place in California, but I wanted to, you know, I don't want to go through a lot of details. Of course, you know, everybody knows that we were shut out at the hotel, and for political reasons, as we can tell so far, that apparently there were some pressures, and I think, Mark, you probably is the most qualified to speak about that, because you were in the middle of all that, and I know you had tried to get some other hotels to take us in, but you were having problems. You want to tell our listeners what exactly you went through trying to get some hotels to take us in?
Yeah, Saturday morning, when it was obvious that we were not going to have actually Friday night. It was officially made known to us that the event was canceled by the hotel itself, not by us, ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that this has been bannered out about there by representatives of the hotel. We did not cancel the event. The event was canceled by the hotel itself. We'll get into the political pressures that we believe were brought to bear against us in a bit. But when this became apparent, I got up early on Saturday morning, and by early, I mean about 4 a.m., and headed out onto the streets there in Irvine, California, to try and find a place where we could have this conference. Now, in almost every instance where I found that there was a conference room available for the day that would meet our needs and indicated to them, you know, I was willing to pay for it in cash, we wouldn't need, all we would need would be a room with some chairs for people to sit in. And in one case, I even said, you know, people can even sit on the floor as long as we have a place. And they were perfectly willing to accommodate with that request until I was forced to give them my name, at which point in every single case I was immediately told that they were booked and that they didn't have any room, even though 30 seconds prior to that they had all the rooms in the world to rent to us. Now, we know for a fact that as far back as 4 weeks before the scheduled conference, the hotel where we originally had booked and had a contract with the hotel, that they contacted one of the organizers of the conference and let them know that the Irvine, or somebody claiming to be from the Irvine Police Department, was contacting all of the hotels in the area, warning them away from renting a room to such and such people for such and such purposes. Now, we had booked this room with people whose names were not associated with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement in any fashion, and they even used a very innocuous and innocent-sounding title for the group that was booking it. So we did this deliberately because we knew that the Zionist groups would be contacting the hotels down there, asking whether or not a conference had been booked entitled No More Wars for Israel, involving the Crescent and the Cross Solidarity Movement, with names attached to it, such as Mark Glenn or Hashem Talawi. So we have no doubt about the fact that that there were people snooping around and sniffing around trying to find out the location. And obviously, about 2 days before the event, less than 2 days, I figured through the process of elimination, they did find where it was and brought the boom down and shut us out.
I see. Mark, what I would like to do is, I don't want to go in details about a lot of the things that took place there, but I think if we learned anything out of this whole conference, we learned how to be smart in our fight, because mm-hmm. sometimes if you're fighting the beast and you don't have equivalent force or strength as the beast, the worst thing you can do is to actually fight the beast head on. So, you do need to be, people need to be smart in how to pick their fights and what to fight with. And I think we have done the right thing when, number one, when we very much accepted, as you know, the No More Wars for Israel conference. It did start with Joe Field. No one is denying that fact. But then, because of the things that took place with Joe Field at the time, the conference was delayed a couple of times, and as a matter of fact, it was written off. And then you came in, and the Crescent and the Cross Solidarity Movement came in and very much carried the banner. Very briefly, Mark, I just want to let our listeners know, when did the Crescent and the Cross Solidarity Movement, because at first we were invited very much from the beginning to speak on this in this conference, but then all of a sudden the Crescent and the Cross Solidarity Movement was 100% involved in the organizing for this conference. How, and you were the one instrumental in very much getting most of the speakers, Mark, without having to name, the names, but a lot of the speakers you were able to get. Now, how did the Crescent and the Cross Solidarity Movement get involved in this?
Well, as you said, Hashem, I was approached about a year ago and asked to be a speaker, and of course I said that I would, and then not long after that I was asked to play a more prominent role in it, because the organizers felt that they needed someone with some name recognition, and so that was the reason why they, for whatever reason, chose me instead of, I could think of a dozen other people who would be probably better suited as far as name recognition goes, but nevertheless, they asked if I would be willing to use my good name on this, And so I agreed. And so, you know, my initial role in all of this was really, as I said, just for name recognition and also to help recruit speakers that I felt would be appropriate for this thing. Of course, by the time that I did walk into this position, the organizers, the original organizers, had already asked at least a half a dozen other people to speak at this, people that, you know, I had nothing to do with scheduling them to this. So, and they were, these were the speakers who principally spoke on Sunday at the other conference. The speakers who spoke Saturday night were for the most part, people that I, whom I had asked to speak. So that is kind of where this thing all, you know, how it fell into our lap. Of course, trying to do all of this from my location up here in Spokane, Washington, while it was all taking place down in Southern California, you can imagine the kind of logistical problems that were involved in it. But nevertheless, we were able to pull it off, and thank God that we were able to.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was Saturday night was a great night. And, you know, all of the speakers who spoke were right on target in staying with the theme of the conference, which is the No More Wars for Israel conference. That was the title of the conference, and that was the theme of the conference of why all these wars that the United States are is engaged in very much were made for Israel. And I think most people who heard me speak and going through the documentation that our listeners on RBN are very familiar with, which is the strategies for strategy for Israel in the 1980s. And incidentally, Mark, today I have seen three emails with three different people writing about those that particular issue, strategies for Israel in the 1980s. Is exactly that was the first document that I had presented to the people who were in the conference.
Yes.
And of course we showed other we showed them and we discussed other documents like the Clean Break and the Projects for a New American Century, which without a doubt it does prove the point that our wars are basically for Israel, and that was the theme. And this gets me to the point, Mark, is, you know, we're not as strong as Israel. We are not as strong as Israel's lobby, the Jewish lobby, the Zionist lobby, whatever you want to call that lobby and that force behind it. We are not. So it is extremely important that we do work with this, being smart, because we can't defeat them if we go head-to-head with them. And that's what I was talking about with the beast, that if the beast is much stronger than you are, the only way you can do it physically is to be as strong as he is, or be smart of how you are going to defeat this beast. That's exactly what the point, and that's exactly what we need to be talking to our people about, is be smart on how you fight this fight.
Yes, that's exactly right. And unfortunately, Hisham, all too often, I've noticed this to be the case with a lot of the people in our movement. They want to get up on a podium and they want to shout, holler, and they feel that by doing that, that they are actually lobbing some arrows into this machine. But in actuality, if they're not careful about it, they're working against us. There's that music, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, from the studios of the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are coming to you live. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and of course I have my friend, brother, and buddy with me, Mark Glenn.
Hey, Mark. By the way, Hisham,
yeah.
When you said before the last break that I was driving, I understand what you mean by that. You're like some rich, fat cat, important person. And you're in the big stretch limousine, and I'm the chauffeur, right?
No, not at all. You were, because you know that I will not be able to stay for the second hour. I'm still in California, still on the road, and you are very much, doing both hours today. So I was just going to sit in the passenger seat and just tag along with you. But, you know, Mark, let me get back to what I was talking about, that we have to be smart in our fight. You know, what you don't have in strength, you have to make up for in brain power. Yeah. And we're not as strong as these people that we are fighting, you know. So we need to have enough brains that we can use to at least make a difference. Because let me tell you, if I am going to call you every day and we go on to talk about the enemy and then feel good about that, hey, we cursed them out and we said they're the lowest low-life SOBs, et cetera, then we're very much satisfying that our own curiosity or our own feelings, and we feel that, you know what, we accomplished something. We cursed out the enemy. But, in fact, we did not do anything to offset that. And right after my speech, Mark, if you remember, there is one particular theme that I concentrated on, which is to destroy two words. And those words were anti-Semitism, because I really feel those two words, which is they make up one phrase, it is a super weapon. It is a weapons of mass distraction, and actually a weapons of mass destruction, too, because it had destroyed so many lives in political and private lives just because these people were labeled as anti-Semitic. And right after the show, right after the speech, a gentleman walked up to me and he said, you know, I agree with you. We need to destroy those two words, anti-Semitism, and basically, so when they are throwing this label out at people, it will not kill as it is the situation right now. So he said, I have two other words for you. And he wrote it. He had it written. Apparently, he wanted knew exactly what he wanted to talk about before he started talking to me. And he had written Jewish supremacism on a piece of paper. So he said, I agree with you that we need to destroy the anti-Semitism phrase, but also we need to also get rid of Jewish supremacism. And I said, I agree with you. I said, but let me tell you one thing. Anti-Semitism is a weapon in their hand pointed at us, and they shoot at us from that particular weapon. Jewish supremacism is a weapon in our hand pointed also at us at this particular time. So when we shoot that, while it's facing us, we also destroying us. Okay. Are you following the analogy, Mark, what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
Because right now, if you are not smart, you will go out there and you will start saying all this stuff. But you know what? They have the media. You've got to be smart in how you approach this. You want to try to get to as many people as you can and have them arrive at the same thing that you want them to know without actually coming out and saying 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
You might want to elaborate on that, Mark. I know we talked about this. I'd just like to for our listeners to hear your opinion on
that. Well, unfortunately, we live in a country where most of the people have been programmed like Pavlovian dogs to respond to certain things when they hear them. And so when they hear words such as Jewish supremacism or white supremacism or any of these other things, there are certain reactions that are programmed into people, intellectual reactions, where they will reject it. Instead of critically listening and critically thinking about what is being said, they reject these things out of turn. And see, we cannot afford to have this take place right now. People are beginning to wake up to the dangers that we are facing in this country with regards to the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and very likely the wars against Iran and Syria. And the only chance we really have of bringing an end to this thing before it reaches the point of Armageddon is to wake as many people up as possible. And unfortunately, we have to be as smart as our enemies are and not fall into these traps that they have laid for us. As you said, Hashem, we have to be as smart as they are. Now, you know, I always think back to the movie Braveheart when William Wallace, played by Mel Gibson, and when he was facing the English in that first really big battle, and he knew that the English were going to send over their heavy horse first and that no army would be able to stand up against it. And so he was very smart about how he planned on dealing with that. He knew he had to lure the English into sending those horse, but he had all of these spears made, and at the last moment, he pulled them out and used them. And speaking of...
Mark. Yeah, we're coming up on a break, so we'll catch this after the break. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark, you know, early on when I started the Current Issues TV show, I had David Duke on the show. And, of course, I had known David for a long, long time because, you know, I'm from Louisiana. He is from Louisiana. And David almost became governor of Louisiana, and he almost became our senator, Louisiana senator. But of course, because he was an extremely serious contender, he was opposed by the Jewish lobby big time. And as a matter of fact, they were able to find reasons for him to go in to prison. And he did. He went in and I think served 9 months, 11 months. On some drummed up charges, but you know, they can, you know, that's the power, they have. Now, did that stop David Duke from fighting for what he believed in? No. I had people who, when they first heard that I was going to have David Duke on the show, sent me emails saying, "Are you crazy?" And as a matter of fact, some of my viewers basically said, "Take us off your list." And, you know, I did. You know, the point I'm trying to make here is we will support anyone anyone who feels that they need to preserve their heritage, they need to preserve their own, because, you know, these identities that we have as human beings, you know, it could be national identity, it could be religious identity. Look, for instance, you know, right now with Cardinal Francis George of the Archdiocese of Chicago, you know, when he said, if the Jews stop calling Jesus bastard, we will, you know, soften our prayers, you know, some of these prayers that they do, that Catholic priests do on Easter, where they basically pray for the Jews to be converted into Christians. So, you know, how long has the Jews called Jesus a bastard? But you did not hear many Catholic priests speaking about this. They knew it, but they did not speak about this. You know, this is the first time that I heard someone with the caliber of Francis George to actually say something about this. And again, you know, going back to defeating this beast, that people have to be smart about what they are doing. You don't have, if you can't match the strength of your opponent, then see how you can defeat him in other ways. And to me, and you know where I stand on this and where I stand on these issues, is be smart. If you can't go head-to-head with the beast, then be smart and see how you are going to defeat him. But our position on the issue of people who try to preserve their heritage, on people who try to preserve who they are, is 100% behind them. We are behind everyone out there who want to do something for their own people. You know, we can't say let's all be the citizens of the world, but we are diverse. We have a certain enemy that we must go after, and we need to be smart and not to give the enemy many ammunitions that they can shoot back at us with these same ammunitions. If we know the guns we have in our hand, if we know that this gun is going to be turned against us, then we need to find a way to take this gun and turn it against them. And that's what I mean by being smart. We need to be extremely smart, not to give them reasons to shut us down, shut us out, and label us with all these labels, anti-Semitism or et cetera, where we will be dead on arrival. We don't want to be dead on arrival. We want to make it to the finish line.
Exactly. Exactly, Hisham. I agree with you 100%. As my good friend Ray Goodwin, one of the speakers at the conference, said, you don't want
he
to give your...
He did a wonderful job, Mark. He
yes,
did an
he did.
Excellent job in telling people how the media say things. I'm sorry, I mean to interrupt you, but this is. I mean, Ray Goodwin has done an excellent job. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
You always interrupt me.
I know.
But as my good friend Ray likes to say, he says, you don't want to hand your enemy a baseball bat so that he can bash you over the head with it. And unfortunately, Hisham, too many people in our movement do that with some of the methods that they use in trying to wake people up. You have to understand that there are people out there that, as I said, they have been programmed to react to certain things in certain ways. And so you have to, it's like walking through a minefield. Okay, a person who says, hey, I'm just going to walk right through that minefield and I'm not going to be careful, he may do that and he may think that he looks brave by doing it, but in actuality, he looks stupid.
Right. You know, I agree with you and with that analogy, because you can be walking through that minefield with your head way up high and strutting through, but hey, you know what? You might not even make it 2 feet down. But if you can, your ultimate desire is to make it to the finish line and to go through this minefield. So if it means crawling, if it means taking one step at a time, if it means whatever it means that you have to do in order for you to make it to the finish line, then we need to do it. We don't need to be stupid and say, oh, you know what? I'm not scared of landmines. Well, guess what? As soon as you put your foot on one, you're going to be gone. And we, unfortunately, Mark, we can't say that it's a balanced field. It's a level playing field. It is not. The other side practically owns 99.99999% of the media. So who is listening to you besides the people that are around you who are already within the same frame of mind as you are? They are the likely-minded people that you are listening to each other and talking and preaching at each other. We want to reach the 99.9999 other people who could be on board with us. Because
yes,
right now... Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I have noticed and one of the conclusions I've come to lately in dealing with a lot of people in our movement, you know, when we tell them, you know, you have to be careful, you don't want to give your enemy any ammunition they can use against you. You know, unfortunately, Hisham, I think what it boils down to is a lot of these people who want to be stupid about the way that they fight the enemy, the reason why they are willing to do this in this manner is because it's not their children and wives who are being shot and blown up. It's not their homes that are being bulldozed and destroyed. You see, if they were dealing with things the way that people in Palestine, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Iraq, or wherever are dealing with them, they would understand that most importantly, what you have to do is that you have to go into this with the intention of winning, not just fighting, but winning. And that means that you have to be smart. And unfortunately, I think it's going to take for a lot of these people, it is going to take the same situations that I just described coming here to America before they're going to wise up and take this thing seriously and drop a lot of this other nonsense that they seem to concentrate so much time and energy on.
You know, Mark, I want our listeners to go back through the 50s and 60s and 70s and even 80s to see who was in the news as anchormen, to see who was on the screen as actors and actresses, to see who was in the music business. And I guarantee you, how many people do you think know that Bob Hope was Jewish?
Not
many people. I'm sorry?
Not me.
Not many. How many people know that, for instance, like Larry King and many of the others? Now, a lot of people, if they are not now, because they're coming out and mentioning that they were Jewish on, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying being Jewish is a bad thing or whatever. No, they have very much the same right to believe in what they want to believe in. But, you know, we always complain that they got the media, they have Hollywood, they have this and they have that. But I'll tell you what, when they were there, they did not say that they were Jewish. Until now, some of them are coming out and saying that they are Jewish. I can name you names of people, and when people think, what? That guy is a Jew. Yes, they are. They did not say, and it was a collective smart thing to do. Imagine if every Jewish who was at that time, I'm not talking about today, I'm not talking about when everybody's scared death of saying the word Jewish or Israel or whatever. I'm talking about in the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s when people were scared to death to say that they were Jewish because nobody was going to watch them if they said they were. Imagine in the 1930s or 40s or 50s if Frank Sinatra and everybody was talking about Frank Sinatra or, Bob Hope or any of these people that later in life we found out that they were Jewish. And that's fine. I'm not saying that that was a bad thing to do. But the point I'm trying to make here is they did not say who they were and they succeeded because if they would have came out and told you the agenda that, hey, they want the brains of your children and your children's children. They want to control your brains for generations to come. Guess how many people would have listened to Hollywood? When I was here, Mark, I went and saw a movie. It's called The Kingdom. This is a horrible movie about this incident that took place in Saudi Arabia. It is basically the person that was with me could not differentiate between watching a movie and was an American. He could not differentiate between that this was a movie or a news segment on CNN or Fox. People are being brainwashed by Hollywood
without them even knowing it, and it emphasizes these stereotypes. And but the point is, you've got to be smart in how to approach people, because the other side is much, much stronger than you are. Have brains on how to attack it.
Hashem, we have a couple of enthusiastic callers who want to jump in, so let's bring them up. Let's bring Bob from Texas. Bob, come on up.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you, Bob?
Good. Okay. As usual, I can't remember what I was thinking when I called, but let me make these comments. You know, you're right. We're not as strong. You have to be smarter, okay? Now, in my opinion, you all should have had the backup location for that concert already known. You should have anticipated what had happened, and you should have had the backup place. And this whole
I agree, Bob. I agree with you. They should have that, but I think there were also, you have to understand, there were some miscommunications between the organizers themselves. This was not the best organized conference. I agree with you, but it is the start. And you learn from your mistakes. And I think they did try, because you have to understand, they were not anticipating this to happen. This took place like the last couple of days. And because the venue...
What do you mean?
Wait
a minute. They were anticipating this to happen for at least a month in advance, because it was... They were,
I agree.
In
I
fact,
agree.
Michael Collins Piper even chastised me.
I agree. Listen, I told them this, exactly what you're saying.
Hey,
that you
hold on a minute, Hashem. I don't get much time to say anything. Let me get it out, okay? You guys get plenty of time to talk about how smart you are. The fact of the matter
go ahead,
is...
Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
The fact of the matter is, you guys should have been smarter about that whole thing. You found, the fact that you found a place tells me that there was available places, and all you succeeded in doing was displaying once again how powerful they were and how weak and feeble we are. Now, I don't personally believe that we are so weak and feeble. So go ahead.
No, yes. Let me address this. Hold on.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, Bob, you are exactly right, and I don't want to ask Buck here, but the fact of the matter is this. I told the organizers down on the ground in California a month ago that they needed to come up with a plan B and a plan C. Now, when this thing started falling apart on Wednesday night...
Who were the organizers?
Hold on a minute.
I don't want to just get stuck on this particular point. We know things should have been much better on. So let's move on. Bob, you have any other questions? Because we know they're screwed up and they needed to have a better plan.
Yes,
but
I do have another question. Okay. In addition to being smarter, you guys got to learn to take advantage of some of the resources that some people make available to you, okay? It's not all about Hashem and Michael Collins Piper and all of the other radio personalities. There's a lot of other people that have a lot of other have ideas that are beneficial and help, but you guys got to be open to them, okay? You can't just isolate yourselves, which is what I see happening.
Tell me specific, Bob. Tell me specific things that were there other people there that should have talked and did not. We did not give them. I mean, why are you throwing this charge? So can you tell me, be more specific, and
well,
what exactly
the reason
you're talking about?
You all upset me more than anything else lately, because a minute ago you were talking about how powerful and how many bullets the other side has and blah blah blah. Well, you want to know something?
Mm.
Jewish people don't tell me how powerful they are every second of every day.
Of course.
They're
already powerful.
Pardon me?
They're already powerful. Why should they remind you of it when they are on top of you 24 hours a day? You know without them telling you who they are.
When you emphasize their power, you are projecting their power for them. Now, what you should be emphasizing... A minute ago, you were talking about who's Jewish, who's not Jewish. Well, you know what? If you were to go down and talk about everybody and say, give the religion of everybody's person, you'd find that there's a whole lot of people that aren't Jewish. That's on television, too. That's irrelevant. What is relevant is that they are indeed powerful, and they do control the the initial purpose of the media was to sell goods. And what's happened now is the media sells ideas in the same way that they sell goods. They've learned how to sell things. And it is true, in my belief it is true, that ultimately if you get down to who controls the media, you'll find that it's Israeli interests that control it. Okay.
Very good. Bob, unfortunately we are running out of time. I want to try to see if we can squeeze somebody else before the break. Appreciate the call, Bob.
Okay, we have Byron.
Who else do we have,
Canada.
Mark?
We have Byron in Canada. Byron, come on up.
Let's see if he can beat the music.
No. Byron, hold on. We'll bring you up right after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. It'll only be another minute.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last segment in this first hour of Current Issues, the radio show. I'm Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glynn, and let's go to Byron in Canada. Go ahead, Byron.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, good to talk to you.
You know, I guess I got just a few points I'll make, and then if there's anything worthwhile discussing, you can do it afterwards. The one thing we don't want to do is have people, we don't want to start fighting among ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyhow, You know, when that other guy, he did make some points about having some other venues or, you know, places set up just in case something went wrong. But, you know, a guy, you know, that takes money. If you're going to have two or three different places booked, well, that takes money. But the fact of the matter is, you shouldn't have had to worry about having another place. I mean, what them guys did was, you know, from what I understand happened, and maybe I don't know everything, but from just listening to different talk shows, what they did was wrong, and they should, you know, somebody should be in jail or sued or whatever over this thing. But, here a couple of shows, I listened to Alex Jones, and we got talking, and he started making accusations or points or whatever about the Arabs. And he goes, well, you know, the Arabs, they own Hollywood.
I heard that. It wasn't that stupid.
Yeah, and then he went and said that
the Arabs own Fox Network.
Yeah, and then he went and made a statement that they own the news and they own all the stock markets in the world,
right?
And they own Fox News on top of that,
right?
And
that was the silliest thing I ever heard in my life, that the Arabs own Fox Network. That is 100% anti-Arab, pro-Israel.
Well, we know that Prince, whatever his name is from Saudi, we know he's got probably 7 or 8%.
Waleed.
Pardon me?
Prince Waleed bin Talal.
Yeah, you know, he does got some ownership in there. Now, whether there's others in there or not, but if they've got a majority ownership, you know, you turn on to Fox News and, you know, they're still talking about Muslim extremists and radicals, mm-hmm. and you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I think if the Arabs controlled it, I think you'd get a little different perspective of what's going on. But and there was another guy on Rick Adams who I really enjoyed listening to, and he had made some real good points. And he phoned in and he goes, he said, you don't want to get too close to Muslims because they hate us. They really hate us. So, you know, you don't want to really get too close. And he was basing this on, he went to the Million Man March, and he's listening to Louis Farrakhan, who I think is a fantastic speaker. And I mean, maybe I don't agree with everything he says, and not being a Muslim, I don't know everything, you know, what goes on in the Islamic religion. But he was basing it on Louis Farrakhan about when he called the whites devils. And I got on there and I phoned, I said, well, Louis Farrakhan, from what I understand, is to Islam like the Mormon Church is to Christianity, you know, because from what I understand, the mainstream Islamics really don't back what Louis Farrakhan says. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. The worst thing is we need to quit fighting among ourselves, and if there's going to be differences among different groups, but the thing is we got to find out what is common between us so we can get together, and, you know, and that's the only way you are going to, you know, defeat the enemy or whoever, as you said. So I'll get off the phone there now. Thank you.
I agree, Byron, and thanks for the call. Mark, we're coming to the end of the show, and of course I will not be with you in the second hour. So you would have to fight the fight on your own, buddy.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We will be back with Phil Turney of USS Liberty and Mona from California. Hold on, because I want to hear what you have to say.